This is a story about the scariest thing I think that ever happened to me. I was probably 15 years old. I remember because I had this Honda 175 motorbike that I rode all over Morgan County, and I'd ridden it out to Reenersville with a friend of mine on the back. I think it was Terry Scott was riding with me. Terry had some family near Reenersville, and he knew a lot of the local folklore about the Reenersville area, including the story about the haunted house just east of Reenersville on State Route 78. This house belonged at one time to the Clark family, and Dr. Clark was supposed to have kept a fellow at the house who had megacephalia. He was born with an abnormally large head, which, according to the story, got larger as he got older. And this man had a freakishly large head. And the legend was that Dr. Clark agreed to keep this fellow at his house and take care of him with the idea in mind that when the fellow would finally die, that Dr. Clark would perform an autopsy to discover what it was that had cursed him with this abnormally large head. So we went to the Clark house. It was easy to find. It was on a little abandoned dirt road just east of Reenersville. And it was a big brick house and had been abandoned, obviously, for several decades, although there was still a lot of furniture and some items in the house. And the house was quite fascinating. It had a servant's quarters in the back with a separate stairway for the servants to come and go, and the stairway connected the kitchen to this upstairs servant's quarters. And the rest of the house, you could tell at one time, had been quite a grand home. And there were some peculiar items still scattered around the house. I remember one of those items was a harpsichord. But the house had fallen into considerable disrepair, which was exacerbated by the destruction of treasure hunters. The story had also persisted for years that Dr. Clark had left a considerable amount of money somewhere in the house at his death. And people had come to the house over the years and tried to find where he had hidden this money. And it was quite obvious that a lot of folks had used metal detectors. I remember that the chimney had been torn apart and the damper removed because apparently someone's metal detector had identified the metal inside the chimney, and they thought that's where the treasure was hidden, and the floor had been torn up in various places, and who knows, maybe one of those items was the sought-after treasure. So anyway, one day Terry and I decided that we would ride out to the Clark house and poke around and see if we could find anything interesting there. And while we were at the house, Terry also happened to mention that the Clark family, and conceivably this man with the abnormally large head, were buried in a nearby cemetery, of which he knew the location. So after exploring around the house for a bit, we set off on my motorbike to find this cemetery, which was quite easy to find, and it was well maintained. And in fact, in the center of the cemetery, there was a mausoleum with the name Clark engraved over the door. Now, the mausoleum was just a sort of ordinary square brick structure. It had a wooden door, and it also had a steel gate with vertical bars, something like the door to a jail cell. Oddly enough, both the doors were unlocked. In fact, the building was so ordinary looking, and the doors were so ordinary looking, and the gates being unlocked, we thought that it might even be a little caretaker's building where the lawnmowers were kept. So we opened the steel gate, and we pushed the wooden door open, and looked inside, and there were two sarcophagi where apparently two members of the Clark family were interred. We crept inside this mausoleum to look at these two sarcophagi a little more closely. These two sarcophagi were big cement boxes, with cement slabs on top. And one of those cement slabs, one of the lids, was cracked. And we crept slowly up and tried to peek down inside the crack. And at some point, the door to the mausoleum started to blow shut. And it freaked us completely out. We bolted out of the mausoleum, running as fast as we could, slammed the doors behind us, and went back to the motorbike, which I had parked on the road outside the cemetery. I jumped on the motorbike, got it started. Terry jumped on the back. I put it in gear, and as we started to pull away, noticed the back tire was completely flat. Now we were totally freaked out, convinced that the ghosts of the Clarks had flattened the tires on my motorbike. We pushed the motorbike as fast and as hard as we could to get away from that cemetery all the way back to Reenersville. I imagine that was about 6 or 7 miles that we pushed the motorbike back to where we could get to a telephone to call to get someone to come pick us up, transport us back to McConnellsville where I could change that tire. And even though these could have been a series of unrelated circumstances, I'll always wonder if the Clarks were trying to tell us to leave things alone.